What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Seton, what if I told you there's a bacon, then there's number one thick cut, tastes like a touchdown in your mouth bacon?
You must be talking about Wright brand bacon, because they are not playing when it comes to the premium quality of their bacon.
It's thick cut, hand trimmed, and real wood smoke, real. And you can tell.
So why settle for average bacon when you can have the real stuff?
That's right. And if you're looking to upgrade any meal, try Wright brand bacon. That's called Wright brand bacon. You won't regret it.
Experience bacon the right way.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
You are listening to The Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Welcome to the program. It's a Tuesday. It's hour one. Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. Speaking of Dan, the great Dan Le Batard will join us. He says, "You never call me when the Dolphins are doing well, only when they have problems." So I said to Fritzy, reach out to Le Batard. Ask him if the Dolphins are for real. He is Mr. Miami. Clay Matthews, the former Packers Pro Bowl linebacker, joins us a little bit later on as well. There's a little bit of an update, not much to give you, on the one-car accident involving Myles Garrett, the Browns' defensive end. He was involved in the accident yesterday afternoon. Non-life-threatening injuries, and from what I'm told, he has been released from the hospital. No other details. Don't know what his status is for Sunday's game against the Atlanta Falcons, but those photos are scary. The way they build these cars now, though, they keep the shell in place to keep you safe, but sometimes it looks like the car crashes, folds up on purpose, and that's a big guy to put in a Porsche. And if you look at it, rolled over a few times, and he said that he was trying to avoid hitting an animal, and the road, slick conditions, flipped over a few times, but don't know the status of Myles Garrett other than he's been released from the hospital. Say good morning to those who are on chat row, those who are watching on Peacock, our streaming partner, or listening on our radio affiliates around the country. There's a lot of things to catch up on if you go to danpatrick.com. The tailgate bundle dog treats. Yes, we've thought about your puppies. We have a tailgate bundle for you, including popcorn for your puppy when they get to go to tailgate with you. DanPatrick.com. Stat of the day brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Dan Patrick Show. Poll question, play of the day, stat of the day, all of that forthcoming, and your phone calls are always welcome. So are your emails, so are your tweets. 877-3DP-SHOW, email address dp@danpatrick.com, Twitter handle @DP-SHOW. When Dak Prescott went down with his hand injury in week one, Cowboys' playoff hopes took a major hit. But after the win last night against the Giants, They won two in a row with backup quarterback Cooper Rush. And he's played well enough. He's been in the system. He takes care of the football. They got a good offensive line. They ran the football, and they did what they needed to do in containing the Giants' offense. Although, I don't know how much containing they needed to do with that offense, but they did what they needed to do when they needed to do it. They put pressure on Daniel Jones. Saquon Barkley had a nice run. It was a nice run for the Giants, but it's over. I mean, this was nice.
You're calling it?
Yeah, this was nice. A nice little, hey, wow, I can get my Giants jersey out of mothballs. Well, that's a Phil McConkie one. Yeah, I haven't worn it since Phil retired. But they had a good crowd. It was spirited. And, of course, the rivalry with the Cowboys. But all you got to do is have Cooper Rush hold on, get a win against the Commanders coming up next week. And then maybe Dak Prescott's back against the Rams, and then you're good to go. Now, is Dallas that good? No. Oh, that defensive line's unbelievable. Okay, I also have to look at the offensive line that the defensive line is going against, and that's not a good offensive line. Dallas put pressure on Danny Dimes. Absolutely. Wide receivers? Yeah. Running game? I like. If you give Tony Pollard the ball. I like Zeke as the changeup, not the other way around. I liked, and I've said this for a couple of years, I didn't want Zeke Elliott back. I don't want to pay that kind of money to Zeke Elliott. And Tony Pollard is really good, explosive. You know, Zeke is a guy that you can get, and he can be a battering ram there. But Tony Pollard's cheap. But when Dak Prescott comes back, they're still going to have a couple of issues here. And one is the wide receiving core. It's not dangerous. You know, C.D. Lamb has those moments where you go, oh, my God. But then he has other moments where you go, oh, my God. You know? So I don't know. And I didn't think they're going to miss Amari Cooper, but they miss Amari Cooper. But watching the Cowboys last night, okay, here's something for you. A couple of things stood out. Mike McCarthy's not going to get any credit. He never does. But he should. I mean, he's got Cooper Rush ready, game plan, doing the right things, and not trying to do too much. And I got to give Mike McCarthy some credit here. The other part is if Dak Prescott was the quarterback last night and they played like that, we would have questions. We'd be like, I don't know, Dak didn't look too good. 6 points first half. If I just plugged in those numbers that Cooper Rush had last night and attributed those to Dak Prescott, all right, through 215 yards, one touchdown, okay. No. But because Cooper Rush did it, it's like, hey, how about Cooper Rush? The expectations for Cooper Rush are so low. Hey, just don't do anything crazy, no turnovers whatsoever. If Dak Prescott was the quarterback, then we would be analyzing that in a different way. Man, they didn't look that good. Not that explosive. Because I don't think the Giants are that good. And the Giants have some real decisions to make. If you say, who's the face of the franchise for the New York Giants? Saquon Barkley? Still on his rookie deal, but would I sign him to $15 million a year? No. No. Danny Dimes? Is he your future? No. No.
There was a light pause there when future, and then you said no.
Well, I feel bad because they've not surrounded him with a whole lot of talent. I think he's got talent, athleticism, but I just don't know. Like, he may be so shell-shocked once he's done with the Giants, and then he'll go someplace as a backup quarterback. Maybe he gets another chance, like Mitchell Trubisky. Or Jameis Winston, maybe if he takes a lower-end contract. Like, there should be middle ground. It shouldn't be, we're going to release you, or you want $50 million. How about $18 million, $20 million, $22 million a year for Danny Dimes? Then maybe he could stay in New York, and he could still be the starting quarterback, as opposed to going someplace else and being a backup quarterback. But I'm watching, and I go, they got to hit the reset button after this year. Are you going to keep Saquon Barkley? You going to keep Daniel Jones? Who do you have? Your number one pick, Kayvon Thibodeau? All right. You got a little run last night, but what do you have? Yeah, see.
Daniel Jones has this oddly effective run for your life sort of thing going on that you're like, good God, this guy's about to get killed, but he just picked up 15. How the hell did that happen?
I would say to Daniel Jones, just do whatever you need to do. Just create something. Because the offensive line is not good. There were guys out there that probably shouldn't have been out there last night. And you're going against DeMarcus Lawrence and Micah Parsons to start with. Those are elite pass rushers. But you're making them seem like they're Reggie White. And I just think if you're Daniel Jones, there were times when I thought, just run. Just go. You know? Because he does have that athleticism to do it. If you're going to wait for the pocket to protect you, good luck with that. And I do like Saquon Barkley. I think he's very talented. And it's nothing personal. This is how much money do I want to spend at that position? I don't want to spend any money. I don't want – Alvin Kamara might be a bargain, maybe, but he's banged up. Christian McCaffrey, always banged up. I mean, Derrick Henry, how many more seasons do you have where you can give the ball 300 times? And then all of a sudden you fall off a cliff at that position. Like Nick Chubb has, you know, Kareem Hunt. I don't want to spend that kind of money. And then they know who Daniel Jones is. They know what he is. He throws interceptions and he fumbles. Other than that.
36 fumbles in 36 career games.
Yes. I mean, it.
Consistency.
You're right. You know exactly what you're going to get. Since entering the league, Daniel Jones has thrown 31 interceptions, and he's lost 21 fumbles, so that's a total of 52 turnovers. Over that span, there are two quarterbacks who have more. Would you like to play the which quarterbacks have more turnovers than Daniel Jones since 2019? Paulie!
I got to go with my guy Jameis.
No.
How is that possible? Oh,
he didn't get to play. No, he didn't get to play that whole time.
Is he like emeritus? He's not on the list?
No, he didn't get to. Remember he sat out or he sat behind Drew Brees?
He had 12 turnovers on the year he sat behind Drew Brees.
Marv?
Kirk D. Cousins?
Kirk D. Cousins, no. Fritzel J.
Jared Goff.
Yes. Blue, blue, blue.
Mean spirited.
And there's one more who had more turnovers than Jared Goff. Seton O'Connor.
Trevor Lawrence?
No. Oh.
What was the date? How far back?
2019.
Good year for turnovers.
55 turnovers for this quarterback over that span. Friend of the show.
Why are we friends with someone with that many turnovers?
He needs support.
Oh, no.
He needs friendship.
Dang.
Yeah. Matt Ryan.
Oh, Matty Ice Cube.
Yeah, Matty Ice Cube. Yeah.
That's unfortunate.
Yep. By the way, the Cowboys and Giants combined for 343 yards rushing. And they're both 2-1. Yeah, Paul.
There was a series at the end when the Giants, I think they had maybe 5-6 minutes left and they're doing a no huddle. They gave Micah Parsons a play off to rest. And then because they're going no huddle, they couldn't sub him back in. And Parsons on the sidelines, like trying to get past the coaches to get back on the field. But you can't sub in during like when it's like a 2-minute no huddle offense. It was a cool play, and Aikman kept going, keep Parsons on the sidelines, keep him on the sidelines.
The numbers don't lie. In the last decade, over 4 million people have chosen Simply Safe Home Security. What are you waiting for? At Simply Safe, your safety is the only thing that matters. Claim your free indoor security camera, plus 20% off with interactive monitoring at simplysafedan.com. Poll question, Seton O'Connor.
Oh, boy, is this a big day, Dan. Oh. You are going to be so excited about this. We are rebooting the SeptemVP.
SeptemVP.
Oh. Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
We didn't have time to put any production together for it or anything like that. But
We started this in 2019. I would have thought somebody would have put together some kind of music, some kind of...
SeptemVP.
Wow.
We produced that.
Yeah.
Oh, there we go.
Yeah.
Now, Dan, let me explain this to you, okay?
SeptemVP.
We're looking specifically at the NFL. And we're asking you, who is the MVP of the month of September?
September.
SeptemVP.
Okay, could be a coach.
It's not.
Okay.
That's right, Dan. It could be anybody in football. It could be an announcer, anybody.
That's not true. It's actually just five quarterbacks.
Oh, okay.
Those are the only people who have any chance to win.
I thought we were going to put Kevin Harlan in there as a possible.
That would be a great idea.
Thank you, Kevin.
A little Marv Albert thrown in
there.
Yeah,
a little bit.
Yes!
Yes!
All right.
All right. How about we start with Lamar Jackson?
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. We have Jalen Hurts.
Yeah.
Yeah. Josh Allen. Okay. Patrick Mahomes, Tua Tagovailoa. You can actually only have four of those five. So who are you removing from the September MVP?
So Jalen Hurts, Lamar Jackson, Tua.
Josh Allen.
Josh Allen.
Patrick Mahomes.
I'm going to take Mahomes out of there.
See ya.
Tua Tagovailoa is your September MVP.
Are you sure?
Yes. Yes.
What do you got against Jalen Hurts?
Nothing.
Sounds
but
like
Tua has played against better competition than Jalen Hurts has. And I do think both are were maligned coming into this season where we went, I don't know, if it doesn't go right. You know, the Eagles got two first-round picks. They could replace him. The Dolphins tried to get Deshaun Watson. The Dolphins tried to get Tom Brady. They've done exceptionally well. But I would say Tua has been a bigger surprise because you beat the Ravens, you beat the Buffalo Bills. Anybody beating the Patriots right now doesn't really matter. Mm. Anybody have a counter argument? Yeah, Paulie.
Well, I know we all have quarterbacks in here, but what about the running back Nick Chubb? 5.5 yards a carry. Mm. He's got 341 yards in three games for your Browns. Mm. September MVP-ish.
Mm. He could do that for the rest of the year. He's not winning the
MVP.
Yeah,
he's not good. Wow. No, he's not.
Anti-Chubb.
No, he's not. Yes. Very anti-Chubber. Anything else, Seton?
Jeepers creepers. Now, that's what we're going with.
Okay,
all right. MVP. Let's get the audience to weigh in.
Yeah, okay. 877-3DP.
Take it to the streets.
Yeah, you can dial it up. So, coming up, Dan Lebatard in about 25 minutes or so. Clay Matthews, former Packers Pro Bowl lineman. Has he officially announced his retirement?
Maybe. He has not.
Oh. What's he waiting?
I don't know if he hasn't put in the paperwork yet or he's still hoping he can join a team, but he's still kind of in flux.
Oh, okay. Where is in flux?
It's just outside of Bismarck, North Dakota, I think.
No, that's not true.
That's not true.
All right. We're going to take a break. We're back after this on the Dan Patrick Show. If you own a business, it's been a bumpy ride. You got the pandemic, inflation, and you could use some help. And maybe, just maybe, this will apply to you. If your business has five or more employees and managed to survive COVID, you could be eligible for a payroll tax rebate of up to $26,000 per employee. Not a loan. It's a refund of your taxes. It's all above board. The challenge is getting your hands on it, and that's where GetRefunds.com comes in handy. The team of tax attorneys that they put together, highly trained in a little-known payroll tax refund program, they've already returned over $1 billion to businesses. Maybe they can help you too. And they do all the work. No charge up front, simply sharing a percentage of the cash that they get for you. Businesses of all types qualify, including those that took PPP, nonprofits, even those that had increases in sales. See if you qualify. Go to GetRefunds.com, click on Qualify Me, answer a few questions. And the payroll tax refund is only available for a limited amount of time. Don't miss out. GetRefunds.com. Good luck. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports, like a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling, only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
As we wave goodbye to winter's chill, it's time to give our lawn a little love and embrace the freshness of spring. And guess what? The Home Depot's Spring Black Friday sale is here to make it all a breeze. Snag the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and say goodbye to tedious yard work. With a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power, your lawn will look spotless in a flash. And the best part? Thanks to the convenience of online shopping, you can effortlessly place your order via the app, cruise into the store for pickup, and find yourself chilling in your freshly spruced up yard in no time. Don't let this awesome deal blow away. Get your hands on the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for only $89. Yeah, just $89. Exclusively during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
We'll hear from LeBron James and Zion Williamson a little bit later on. We all saw it on CBS, Buffalo Bills, and as time expired, Ken Dorsey, the offensive coordinator, slamming his headset and his hat and his tablet, everything else, crumpled papers in front of him, had little pens, different, you know, colors. He said that, I'm up in the box, I'm watching my guys down there just give us everything they possibly have in them with effort and from start to finish. Playing 90-something snaps in the game, Dorsey said yesterday. And it was a playoff atmosphere. A lot of credit to the Miami Dolphins. And obviously, we weren't on the winning end of it. So it's frustrating that I reacted that way. And obviously, that's something that I'm definitely going to learn from. I like that he was that passionate. I just want to know why you got so mad. Because if Isaiah McKenzie runs out of bounds, you still have a desperation heave, more than likely. You're going to be at the 50-yard line, maybe, you know, 48, 47-yard line. So what is it that Ken Dorsey didn't do in that moment or Josh Allen didn't do in that moment? Because you didn't get the ball down. That's the most important thing. But still, even if you did, it's going to be a 64, 5-yard field goal? It doesn't seem like great play calling. Isaiah McKenzie runs out of bounds. At least you have an opportunity there. That's what I would want to know from Ken Dorsey. What did you call? What didn't you call? Because he's so upset they didn't get a playoff. Given where they were, that's the problem I had with it. Yeah, Paulie.
That's a completely frustrating game for the Bills. You outpassed Miami 382 to 171. You outran them 115 to 41. 41 yards.
Yeah.
One of the worst in the league this year.
Yeah.
And you lost. Mm-hmm. That's where you're like, the whole game must have been frustrating. And then the little tablet took it out at the end.
there were moments that Josh Allen didn't take advantage of. Down on the goal line, he, you know, short arms a throw that would have been a touchdown, and that would have won the game. They could have won the game in a variety of ways at a variety of times, and they didn't do it. Yes.
But there's ways to, I mean, temper tantrums never look cool, right? You sort of always look stupid doing it.
Yeah.
But there's also another level of that where you just sort of look like lame or inept doing it. Like when you're like, you're so mad that you just move your things around a little bit. It's like there's just a very funny look to that. Whereas like if he just got up and, you know, smashed the table to bits or so, you'd be like, dang, that dude's really mad. But when you just like, trying to slam my papers here and move this thing too.
That's the actual sound of Ken Dorsey.
Like, yes, dude, what are you doing?
Yes, Tom.
And you see one of the other coaches like two seats over giving him some kind of look. This guy with glasses like, what are you doing over there?
He's up coach.
There. Yeah. What's wrong with you, man?
Just gonna move my, slam these highlighters. Very upset.
Yes, Paul.
But at least it appears that you care. I guess if you're going to take that upside of. But all right, I'll give you an example of something the other way. CeeDee Lamb of the Cowboys on a crossing pattern. He's 5 yards away from any other defender. A ball hits him directly in the hands. He had to try to drop it. It was such a good pass. He drops it. He puts his hands up in the air and with a big smile and goes, oopsie.
Yeah.
On national TV.
Yeah.
I would be much more bothered by oopsie guy than temper tantrum guy. And I think a lot of other people, believe me, Cowboys fans, when they saw that last night, CeeDee Lamb is a frustrating, great player. Sometimes he's great, frustrating.
Yes.
And that play was like, that was a toughie.
He's athletically average. Like you just go, God, that guy's unbelievable. And then he had the game-winning touchdown. Yes, he.
But that's like an athlete, you sort of have to have that like goldfish mindset, right? Where like, all right, you just drop the pass, now get up, line up, and go catch the next one.
Yeah.
You know?
Here's Cooper Rush on CeeDee Lamb's touchdown catch.
He's an unbelievable player. I didn't even realize. Someone told me he just the fade, he caught one hand. I didn't know that. So unbelievable catch. I was just making sure his feet got down. And big-time player. Ran a good four route on a play, and you know, that's what he's about.
Here's Mike McCarthy on Cooper Rush playing well.
And so consistent. But, yeah, he's playing good football right now, and I'm glad you're recognizing him for it. So, I mean, he's given us the ability just to keep playing on offense. So we haven't changed anything.
Well, he had time. Big difference. When your quarterback, who is inexperienced in a big game Monday night, and he had a great running game, and he had time. That's it. Daniel Jones did not have any time whatsoever. Now, if we swap the players, put Daniel Jones on the Cowboys, Daniel Jones probably has a pretty good game. It's hard to really assess how good Daniel Jones is because he's been there 4 years and they've had three coaches. So three different systems. That's really hard for any quarterback. A lot of these guys having the consistency, having the staff that's going to be there, having an offense that they're familiar with. Daniel Jones, did you bolster the offensive line? You got Saquon back. Do they have great wide receivers? Do they have good wide receivers? Sterling Shepard feels like he's been there for a decade. And then he came up limping last night. So I don't know how to assess that. If you go, okay, we've seen enough. We could build around him. Well, they've seen enough. They didn't pick up his option. Can he produce numbers? I think it comes down to the one loss total. Because I don't know if he's going to put up great numbers. He's always going to have turnovers there. But watching last night, if Dak Prescott put up the numbers that Cooper Rush did, we'd go, man, I don't know. Dak was okay. Cooper Rush? Man, did you see Cooper Rush last night? Like the expectation levels were so low. Just don't have any turnovers. Hand the ball off. That's all you need to do. Every time I watch the Cowboys, I always kind of channel Shea and Irving. Because I always think you got a good offensive line. Now, it's not the way it used to be a few years ago. And you have two good running backs. I think Pollard is a really good running back. Zeke can still give you some tough yards. Why not do that more? And that's what they're doing. They're helping Cooper Rush by running the football. Then you get play action. And all of a sudden, you know, he's back in college at Central Michigan. Speaking of which, Shea and Irving, you got to be in a good mood back-to-back weeks, I'm assuming, after that performance last night.
That's what happens when you run the damn ball, Danny.
I know.
Simple, simple, simple. And I will say this. If Dak plays that game, if Dak plays that game, I think we have a less likely chance of winning because Kellen's got him throwing 45 times, never would have gotten the run going, never would have let the defense get rested, and here we are.
All right. Are you all in on the Cowboys now?
I'm always all in, Danny. I was born into this. I don't have a choice. This is in my DNA.
Well, they're going to rush Dak. They're going to try to get him back for the Rams game.
If they abandon the run, this entire team goes to hell. It just does not make sense. 28 design runs, 178 on the ground. That's exactly how you're supposed to do it every week. And if those penalties weren't coming as much as they were, the game would have been a whole lot worse for the Giants.
Is there fake anger?
Fake anger?
Yeah, it feels like there might be.
Fake happiness every day. I got a fake smile through my life, Danny.
Because it doesn't feel like you're not happy unless you're unhappy.
I'm fired up. I'm excited.
Oh, okay.
The Ginger Jesus does it again. Bringing us to the promised land.
Okay.
The mountain on high.
Okay. It feels like your happy voice is the same as your angry voice.
I don't have a whole lot of range, Danny. I'm not a trained actor.
Well, I'm happy for you.
Yeah, me too. That makes two of us.
And then when C.D. Lamb smiled after dropping the ball, what was your reaction? Danny, like, oopsie?
That's when I reached for the bullet bourbon. It just popped right open. Just right open. It was ready for me, waiting, calling my name.
All right. Well, I'll talk to you on Thursday on the Gambling Podcast. How did you do this weekend?
How do you think, Danny?
Good on college, bad on the NFL.
Ding, ding, ding.
Well, you're better than Bad Larry. Bad Larry, awful.
Oh, man, he's awful.
He's bad. But I'll talk to you on Thursday.
You got it, Danny.
All right, Shay and Irving. I guess Shay's in a good mood. Who knew?
That's what I sound like when I'm in a good mood.
Don't you know a good mood when you hear it? No, I don't.
I don't have a lot of range, Danny.
So Shay's on with Bad Larry and Dylan. And I saw Dylan in the kitchen. Dylan does our graphics. He's part of our gambling podcast. And he said, I'll give you the information then, Seton. You do your Dylan impersonation.
I was going to say nobody really asked how I did.
Okay.
This week.
Because the over-under was 39, and the game ended 23-16. That would be 39, Todd. And so he goes that he had 39, but he also bet 38.5.
So I almost won?
No. He pushed, and he lost.
Oh, I pushed.
Yeah.
I almost won, but I lost on that one.
Yeah.
I'm making peppers, though, so.
Wait, you're sounding like Sling Blade, not Dylan.
Okay, sorry. Just trying to win this one.
SEPTEMVP, David in Vegas has a nominee for that. Hey, David.
Hey, good morning, guys. Good
morning.
I like to throw Trevor Lawrence's name in there.
Ooh, okay. That's a great candidate there, David. Trevor Lawrence is playing like he's supposed to play. The number one overall pick, the can't-miss prospect, and give credit to Doug Peterson because that's an offensive-minded guy, former quarterback, and it almost you get that sense when you watch them. They're a good defensive team. The question is, if they have enough offense there, then they're going to be at least legitimate every single week, and they're relevant now. Yeah, Paul.
He's got 6 touchdowns, Trevor Lawrence, in 3 games.
I don't think he has a turnover.
No, does
he have an interception?
1 interception.
Oh, 1 interception.
Last year, he had 12 touchdowns, 17 interceptions. I know it's a long way to go, but he's halfway to his touchdown total already.
Well, once again, we love to have that. Here is how this team is going to play, good or bad, after week 3. I don't know with some of these teams. All I know is they're protecting Trevor Lawrence. He's been sacked twice. They got a couple of good edge rushers, and they've made some plays. They got Christian Kirk, who they overpaid for, but they had to get him to go to Jacksonville. And you're going to have money to spend. So at least Jacksonville is relevant, because that's all you want. Like, you know, just be fun, be exciting. But what they did to the Chargers, to me, that was the biggest surprise this past week. You can say that they're all banged up. By the way, my Chargers, here go the injuries. Every year, injuries. They just lost Slater, their all-pro tackle, done for the year. Let me take a break. Play of the Day's up next, and the popular Dan Levitard on his Miami Dolphins. Back after this. Simply Safe Home Security says it all right there. Over 4 million people have chosen Simply Safe Home Security to protect their home. You don't earn the trust of that many people without doing something right. At Simply Safe, your safety is the only thing that matters. I know it because we use Simply Safe. You got cutting-edge security technology powered by 24/7 professional monitoring agents. They always have your back. Even if you're not at home, you can't be reached. If they detect, you know, some kind of threat, they can dispatch the police or first responders in an emergency. Blanket home protection, advanced sensors in every room and window and door. Really, you decide what you want for your home. Even hazard sensors that instantly detect fires, floods, and other threats to your home. And they use proprietary advanced response technology. When they confirm a break-in is real, you move up the priority list with the police dispatch. Go right now, claim a free indoor security camera plus 20% off with interactive monitoring at simplysafedan.com. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, three-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a new podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? Along with my fellow Pro Bowler TJ Houshmandzadeh and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it, Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Houshmandzadeh, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports, like a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
As we wave goodbye to winter's chill, it's time to give our lawn a little love and embrace the freshness of spring. And guess what? The Home Depot's Spring Black Friday sale is here to make it all a breeze. Snag the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and say goodbye to tedious yard work. With a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power, your lawn will look spotless in a flash. And the best part? Thanks to the convenience of online shopping, you can effortlessly place your order via the app, cruise into the store for pickup, and find yourself chilling in your freshly spruced up yard in no time. Don't let this awesome deal blow away. Get your hands on the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for only $89. Yeah, just $89. Exclusively during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
If you do the quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost. Reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial, management, inventory, HR under one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required, and you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick. Adding to the list of SEPTEMVP.
SEPTEMVP.
Yeah. Trevor Lawrence. Come on down. Absolutely. Put him in there with Tua Tagovailoa, Jalen Hurts. I guess you put in Josh Allen as well, Lamar Jackson. Dan Lebatard, the popular host of the Dan Lebatard Show with Stu Gotts and co-founder of Meadowlark Media, says that I never reach out when there's anything positive to say about the Dolphins. It's usually something negative. Well, now it's time. Dan Lebatard joining us. Dan, congratulations. got a clown outfit on.
It's not a clown. Respect the brand, please. Oh. It's not just a clown outfit. It's a distinct look. I am the Mad Hatter. I am sure as soon as this arrives on people's doorstep, they will call me the Mad Fatter. I'm just doing this preemptively, okay. But I've lost a contest. We do, when we lose games around here, we pick from a bucket, the Kentucky Fried Chicken bucket of death. We reach in there, and then when you lose a game like I do with the San Francisco 49ers or the Steelers, where I'm watching just such bad football, and I also lose, and then I have to do the costume as a punishment. So, okay. Yes, that's why I'm dressed this way.
Okay. Well, congratulations on the Dolphins. They're playing well, and I thought of you that the Dolphins undefeated. And you say that I rarely reach out to talk about positive things, and here it is.
Well, I appreciate you congratulating me as if I were, you know, in that heat of the swamp that was killing those people on Sunday, helping them to victory, backpedaling the entire game because Josh Allen was riding around on a horse, dropping back 73 times.
How much do you think that impacts, Dan? Games in September in Miami.
There were three players on the Bills who ran off the sidelines like a stuntman on fire. What do you mean, how does it affect the Bills? It's climate change is swamping. They had Stephon Diggs was crawling around on his knees. You can't drop back that. I can't believe that it worked, Dan. Do you realize how rare it is to watch a football game and be like the strategy is going to be, well, the Bills are just going to punch themselves out. They don't realize how hot it is out here. They're in a swamp. They haven't played here all year. They're coming from Buffalo. And look, on the last fourth down throw, Josh Allen doesn't have the arm for it because they actually punched themselves out.
Have you had a Ken Dorsey meltdown?
Have I ever gotten that mad?
Yeah.
Yeah, not like that. I have on two or three occasions banged on something or thrown something in anger.
Why?
Because I was angry. That's the nature of anger. it's the very nature of rage.
Okay.
And I understand that some people can bottle it and be great, but the nature
I didn't know if there was a reason for your anger. That's what I was getting at. Why are you contentious with me? Why are you combative?
Well, because look, Dan, we're fighting for the – look, this is what's happening, okay? You and me are competing in this space with these goddamn young people. And you, look at how you age with grace. Look at you. Look at you, surrounded by your toys at the height of the profession.
Looking and you're like the a mad of professionals.
Yes, and look at me, Dan. Look at me.
And you have a
look
space at what I must between your teeth. Dollars. Let me see your teeth. Yeah, yeah. All right. Man, what happened
look
to you?
Look at what I have to do for the dollars, Dan. I have to dance for the dollars. Look at me.
Yeah, I know. I feel bad for you. Like, is everything okay?
Well, generally, yes, but these are the tears of a clown. You're going to open up my soul now? Here's the thing, Dan, about this damn team, okay? For 20 years, it's been garbage. It's been just an unrelenting river of diarrhea, okay? They've trampled whatever was left of my fandom as I became an objective journalist when my father handed me down this team that made me love sports once upon a time and had Marino and for three damn decades was the winningest franchise in sports. And I have to watch 20 years of them ruining. Yeah, three goddamn games, and I'm dressed like a clown celebrating that Robert Griffin says that the Dolphins are the number one team in America in week three.
Hey, clown, just be careful with the language here. You know?
I'm sorry. Forgive me.
Be professional. Be professional.
Forgive me.
You're doing...
Look, not all of us can be as graceful. Some of us have to descend into the sewer to get our clicks, Dan.
Don't act like Ken Dorsey here. Just let's be professionals.
You know what? You're totally right. I'm sorry. Forgive me.
Are you all in on Tua?
Dan, this is why you're the great journalist that you are. I've not given this public opinion anywhere on my show. For 3 years, I've been afraid of Tuanon. This group of people, this rabid fan base, they're unreasonable. I've never seen anything like it covering sports in South Florida, not LeBron anything. This guy needs to be winner, hero, savior. We need this in Miami. And so I've sat out that you can't analyze this guy when last year the blocking was the worst in the history of recorded measurement on these things for this guy. And then in this last game, they kept him clean. Three of their offensive linemen, no pressure. The game's changing. Nerd ball can protect a quarterback. Garoppolo got a throw away. And you're telling me the Dolphins have a guy with speedy receivers who can maybe be something better than Garoppolo. I prefer to have Herbert or Josh Allen or Patrick Mahomes or one of these guys that keeps changing the position because we've watched Rodgers and Brady, and now these other guys are like, holy, I can't believe how athletic these guys are. I can't believe what Lamar Jackson did to the Dolphin secondary. I'm all in on the idea of Tua. I want him to be a winner because they can mask all the things that Josh Allen has an arm strength that maybe he doesn't, because the throw he made to Waddle on 3rd and 22, I haven't seen many people like who can make that throw. That's a very difficult throw for anybody to make.
Well, will Waddle and Tyreek Hill force the Dolphins to give Tua a massive contract?
I mean, I'm not doing that yet. Nope, not getting to the finances yet. No, sir, I'm going to dress like a clown and dance before we get to no. It's not going to be – no, but Dan, that's what's changing at the position, right? They've all realized you have to have value at quarterback. Like, we can get – look, hey, I can get Cooper Rush, and I can go 21 for 31, and maybe I can – you know, what? It's not just getting a good quarterback. Can I get one that represents value, or do I have to pay one of the monster contracts, and then I can't pay anyone else, and Burrow's getting sacked all over the place because Burrow got all the money? It's not just getting a good quarterback. You got to get one at value. And that's why, yes, I'm in on Tua. Because I believe they'll do that. This organization will now run itself financially well enough to know whether they made him something special, because you saw a difference between him and Bridgewater, and they still argue about this in New England. Was it Belichick or Brady? Who made whom special? And I would like a management team that I can trust to make the measurement on his value correctly.
I'll leave you with this, clown. If Aaron Judge hits 62 home runs, who's your single-season home run champ of all time?
If he hits 62 home runs, I'm still doing it with Bonds, though. Like, are we still adding, like, we're trying to do retroactively where we punish the medicine guys?
Yeah.
Like, no, for their time, the best player I ever saw was Barry Bonds, and I don't need you to clean that up for me with some of the mythologies about how competitive people might cheat in the margins because they're super competitive about being competitive. Like, Barry Bonds forever for me is the best baseball player I ever saw.
So no problem with anything that he did in the second half of his career?
It's not that I don't have a problem with it. It's that I lost my Hall of Fame vote because we were arguing the merits about whether these guys would go through the pharmacy to be competitive when Maguire and Sosa stole the sport from Bonds when they were cheating. Yeah. And so he started cheating too, and he was better than them when he wasn't cheating. He was better than them when he was cheating. He was better than anybody I've ever seen, Aaron Judge included.
Well, it's like, you know, with Lance Armstrong. Everybody cheated in the Tour de France. He was just better at all of those who cheated.
But this happened to me. I think I've told you this story where I was at ESPN. I think I got in trouble because PTI, I was on during the stuff with Bonds and Lance Armstrong, and I was saying, well, I don't understand why it's so different where Bonds has all this circumstantial evidence and we're totally comfortable burying him for being a cheater, and Lance Armstrong has just as much circumstantial evidence and a little more proof, and he's hosting the ESPYs for us this week. And I got in trouble. Like, I never understood that. They both, all of those people were cheating a lot when they were cheating, trying to beat each other at being the best, because competitive people are going to be competitive. It's funny to me that we don't ask any questions now of Pujols and Brady and any of these guys or women in their 40s, you know, where it's like, how have we cheated science so much that these people actually have perfected how to age with grace in sports in a way I wish we all could.
You haven't questioned my abilities at my age?
Yeah, no. Well, I know. You're cheating. You slather HGH all over you every morning. You sleep in some hyperbaric chamber where they like give you good television fumes and keep you the game show perfect that you are. As I continue, look at me slumming and cursing on your reputable program with the last of my clown act. I'm embarrassed for myself right now.
He's the Mad Fatter. He is Dan Lebatard, the host of the Dan Lebatard Show with Stu Gatz. It's great to talk to you, Dan.
Love you, buddy.
Thank you, man.
Sorry for the language.
That's okay. That's okay. I talked to the FCC.
I'm a cursing clown. That's
you
the
are.
Last
you're,
act.
You're a clown.
I'm a cursing clown.
You're a clown. Love all of a sudden, buddy. Stu Gatz is the reputable guy on the Lebatard Show. Who would have ever thought that, you know, and let's check in with our reputable member, Stu Gatz. He's the Mike Wallace of the Lebatard Show. Yes, Paul.
I love if you're watching on Peacock and there's you and you're wearing your nice sweater, and there's Dan Lebatard dressed like he's in Edward Scissorhands 2 having a detailed conversation on PED use.
He's a treat. He is. Got great opinions, not afraid, and got a great show.
Mad Fatter stuff.
Mad Fatter is good, but I love but you know who said it first? Fritzy.
I called him the Mad Fatter?
Meadowlark.
Meadowlard.
Meadowlark. Meadowlark.
Never forget that.
I said his company is Meadowlark, and you put down Meadowlard.
And I'm looking at the keyboard, and the K and the D, there's like four letters between those two, so it wasn't like it was right next to it. So I don't know what I was subconsciously thinking.
Well, you were subconsciously thinking that guy is a tubby.
There's an F, G, H, and J between the D and K in your second row of most laptops.
Yeah, co-founder of Meadowlard, and I went, Meadowlard?
That was rude.
But funny.
It was very funny.
Adam in Indiana, you got a SEPTEMVP for me, Adam.
Yes, sir. Adam from Indiana, 58205.
Yeah.
Bears fan, so it's got to be a defense pick. I'm hoping to talk about Eddie Jackson. He's gotten two interceptions and a forced fumble so far. Mm-hmm. And bonus. Career.
No, I don't think I can do Eddie Jackson for September MVP.
We're going to get a lot of calls for Eddie Jackson.
Yep. The 2-1 Bears. First place Bears.
Yeah. Enjoy it. We should make shirts.
Yeah. Only this week.
It's great. First place Bears, 2-1, and still Justin Fields is like, ain't it? That's tough.
Yeah. Some of those T-shirts you got to make right away, like Geno Smith playing well.
Yeah, always cooking.
Yeah.
Gino.
Papa Gino's. Yeah, always cooking. Coming up a little bit later on, Clay Matthews, former Packer Pro Bowler, will join us. More phone calls. We'll hear from LeBron and Kyrie Irving and Zion Williamson. Coming up next hour, Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. One more item. We close out hour one. If you're a business owner, you feel all the pressures of running that business. And there's so many things that you probably don't factor in. Managing remote workforces, keeping up with changing regulations, HR compliance, hiring, retaining top talent, handling payroll, the list goes on and on. All you want to do is run your business, and you want to run it smoothly. Fortunately, there's Insperity. They put 30-plus years of HR experience to work. They help you develop a people strategy that supports your business strategy. Therefore, you can focus on the health of your organization. Wow, what a convenience there. And what if your HR strategy included access to better benefits, helping you keep your employees that you have, and then attracting new ones? What if it also offered training for your employees to increase their skills so they become more productive? There's always going to be challenges, but Insperity is always going to be there for you. With Insperity, nothing seems impossible. Insperity, HR that makes a difference.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday Savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus Leaf Blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus Leaf Blower, now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.